Here's what's happening. It's been quite a year, 2020, and that includes, of course, the world of politics. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our political analyst, John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, Happy New Year, Christine.
Happy New Year to you. And, of course, just to let folks know, we're going to talk more about local politics today. Next week, we're going to talk about the national scene. What do you think the biggest change was politically this year locally? It seemed like most of the incumbents all held their seats. The big change, Ron Mariano now, Speaker.
Yeah, and that should be a very interesting thing. He said yesterday he doesn't favor any new taxes. That's interesting in view of the things everybody's looking to try to get. He will be good for the South Shore. It will be interesting if Josh Cutler gets a position in the new administration. But the big challenge is, does the state have the revenue to pay for what the towns and cities need as the fiscal year comes about?
And what about going into the next fiscal year, too? Every forecast we hear, well, this isn't going to be the worst of it. It's going to be farther down the line. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, I'm definitely hearing that, but they're doing some things of moving money around where they may try to kick the can down the road. So fiscal 2023 may be the disaster because, unfortunately, I'm going to say it, they're doing games now, and I'm not sure they're doing the right thing overall for the Commonwealth because sooner or later you got to pay the bills.
Now, what about kids back to school, not back to school, hybrid, in-person, out of school? This has been one of the issues we've heard more about than just about anything this past year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think superintendents and school committees have had a tough decision, but I think they would all say the education the kids are getting now are not as good as traditionally they get, and therefore they might have to bite the bullet and get kids in school.
And one more quick question. When we talk next week, what do you think the big issue is going to be on the national scene as we approach the transition to the Biden administration in the White House?
First of all, what happens in Georgia on the 5th and how the Congress handles certifying the Electoral College on the 6th of January.
Okay, that's a good way to tease it, and we'll be talking next Friday about that.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you very much again. That's John Creed, our political analyst. We've got more for you right after this.